All right, we're in the book of Proverbs chapter 28 this morning, if you'd like to turn to your Bibles. Last week, we started a series that I know will be a help for all of us on prayer. And last week, we focused on the truth that we cannot come to God with sin in our lives that's not been dealt with and have an effective prayer life. We must keep short accounts with God, as we saw there in Psalm 66. And so that was the first in a series of probably 8 messages on prayer. And this morning is the second here in Proverbs 28, beginning in verse 9, where the Bible says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." I'm just going to read that one verse this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would use your word in our lives this morning as we continue focusing on the great privilege of prayer. Lord, to be able to enter into the presence of Almighty God, the Holy One, it's amazing that you've made this possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, may we understand how important it is in our walk, but also how special it is to you that we fellowship with you. And so I pray that we'll get a hold of that truth. And Lord, that prayer will become such a vital part of our walk with Thee. So use the Word in our lives this morning as we focus on this passage together. May the Holy Spirit fill this room. Speak to every heart with the powerful Word of God. We ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So what we see here in God's Word is a simple truth. That God has connected our prayer lives with our attitude about His Word. You would say, why should they have anything to do with one another? Well, because the Word of God is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And to neglect the Word of God is to neglect Jesus. And Jesus is the reason we're going to heaven. Jesus is the one that died for us and rose again for us and gave us eternal life. His Word is everything and should be so important to us as believers. And so what God has done is He's made it clear that if our attitude toward His Word isn't what it should be, it's going to affect our prayer lives. And so we see here in verse 9, He says, "He that turneth away his ear," we see this attitude of not listening to what God has to say to us individually. This isn't about the person next to you. This is about us. It's about me. What is God trying to say to me through His Word? And so we see in this phrase, turning away His ear, we see first of all this attitude of not listening. But I think secondly, we also see this attitude of not understanding how important it is that we expose ourselves to the Word whenever we can. And we'll talk about that as well. But it's all about our attitude toward God's Word. This amazing book that He's given us. Like no other book in the universe. The only book that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That can pierce to the dividing of soul and spirit. And that is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, God's Word. What is our attitude? And so we see, verse 9, "He that turneth away his ear," do we have an attitude that we really just are not listening to what God has to say? He turneth away his ear. What is our attitude when the Holy Spirit speaks to us from His Word? Because there's no neutral ground in this area for Christians. We either respond or we reject the Holy Spirit's prodding through His Word. God refers to it, if you go to Proverbs 28, verse 14, just down a couple verses, as hardening of the heart. He says, "Happy is a man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief." Look at the next chapter, 29, verse 1. "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." So God's referring to it as this attitude of, no, I'm not going to respond. No, I'm not going to repent. No, I'm not going to listen. Turning away the ear from hearing the law. If that's our attitude, it will impact our prayer lives. Because God says, even his prayer shall be abomination. Now, if you would look at James chapter 1 in the New Testament, we'll look at a New Testament verse equivalent to what we saw here in Proverbs. This attitude of not hearing what God is saying through his word. Now, you've heard this before, this little saying, but it's true. When we pray, we are communicating to God. When we expose ourselves to his word, God is communicating with us. That is how God speaks to us. God does not audibly come down and speak like he did to the Old Testament prophets. God doesn't write it in the sky. He wrote it in a book. And he wants us to open it. He wants us to expose ourselves to it. He wants our attitude to be one, and we'll talk later, of loving it, of desiring it, of being in it. But notice here in James 1:25, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. This is what we're talking about, a forgetful hearer. Yes, Lord, I hear what you said. Yes, Lord, I acknowledge that that's what you want in my life, that those are the changes you want me to make. And then we walk away and don't change anything. It's an attitude. Being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Did you notice there in James 1:25 that word work? It sounds like that the word of God compels us to do something. Not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. The word of God speaks to us. The word of God convicts us. The word of God changes us. The word of God leads us to work for Jesus. But if our attitude is one of not listening, it will affect our prayer lives. But there's a second aspect of this here in verse 9 of Proverbs 28, and that is this not exposing ourselves to the word. Let me explain what I mean. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's power in preaching of God's word. If there wasn't, God wouldn't have told pastors to preach the word, right? Like we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. It's to be preached publicly, like we're doing right now. This is God's plan. God designed it this way. Why? Because there's power in that. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It grows our faith. And if we look back on our Christian lives from the time we were saved till now, and we can see that we've grown, I guarantee you the preached word of God had a part in that. That's how it works. That's why we go away to youth camp and have preaching. That's why we go to family camp and we have preaching. Because the preached word of God has power. The power isn't in the preacher, the power is in the preached word. But if we choose not to expose ourselves to that, what are we saying? I don't need it. It's not that important to my Christian walk. You know, pastors were commanded, feed the flock. Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Peter said to pastors, feed the flock of God, which is among you. Feed them what? The word of God. There's really nothing else to feed them. That's our food. The Bible says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine, to 1 Timothy 5:17. They who labor. And so pastors, what do? They labor over the word of God. They sweat and cry and spend hours preparing messages to feed God's people so that God's people can expose themselves to the word of God by not forsaking the assembling of themselves together, as we're told in Hebrews 10:25. So there's that second aspect of turning our ear away. There's not only ignoring what we're actually told by the Holy Spirit when we hear from the Word of God, but there's also this aspect of intentionally not exposing ourselves to the Word whenever we can. Why? Well, we might have excuses, but sometimes, you ever notice when Christians start backsliding, the first thing that goes is their church attendance? Why would that be? Because they know they're going to get convicted. Why expose yourself to something that painful? So they stay away. So both are an attitude, turning away the ear. And then the next part says, from hearing the law. From hearing. Now let's, if we could, go to Isaiah chapter 30. And so we see that there's an attitude issue here, which again we're going to talk about more, of not listening, of not wanting to listen, of not exposing ourselves to the Word of God, of hearing it. But now there's this reminder that we must hear it. You know, when we go to church, do we come expecting to hear? We should come with that attitude. Lord, I'm here to hear from You. As best I can, I'm pushing away my distractions, and I just want to hear from You. And I know it might be painful. It might bring conviction. Oftentimes it brings comfort. Oftentimes it brings encouragement. But whatever it is, I'm here to hear. You know, sometimes we don't come with that attitude. Sometimes it's like, well, I know I should go to church, so I'm going to go to church. And during the message, we're just thinking about other stuff. So we're not hearing. And if we're not hearing, what's our attitude? It's one of not hearing. It's going to affect our prayer life. Notice Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, this is talking about Israel, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Now this is where most churches are today. There's churches all over town today preaching smooth stuff. Stuff that makes people feel good, makes them happy. But sometimes that's not what we need. Sometimes we need the Word of God. Sometimes it brings conviction. Sometimes it brings change in our lives, praise God. But if we do what the people want as preachers and just give smooth stuff all the time, people aren't going to grow. People aren't going to change. People aren't going to mature in their faith. But they'll feel good. At least you have that, right? They'll feel good. And again, that goes on all over the world, where people are essentially going to churches where they don't want it to be too hard. Whatever you do, don't say anything about hell. Don't talk about Jesus being the only way. Just make us feel good. Just tell us stuff that makes us feel good. Smooth stuff. And so there's that attitude of not wanting to hear the painful truth sometimes. And it's mentioned again, if you go to Zechariah chapter 7, again, God using Israel as an example here in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11, this attitude of, yeah, I'm hearing it, but I'm not hearing it. Or I really don't want to hear it. Zechariah chapter 7, notice verse 11. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder, look at this next phrase, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. They stopped their ears. It says, lest they should hear the law. They didn't want to hear it. And so this attitude of turning away the ear from hearing the law, God said it will affect our prayer lives. And that's our second point on prayer this morning. We must have a right attitude to the Word of God if we want to approach God at His throne. Again, that great privilege to actually enter the presence of Almighty God. We shouldn't enter His presence with a wrong attitude about His own Word. Our attitude needs to be a right attitude. And let's talk about what that is. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Want it. Desire it. If you don't have a desire for God's word, it's not because God's word isn't desirable. It's because there's something wrong with our hearts. You know, David had the right attitude about the word of God. And he recorded that for us in the longest chapter in the Bible. Let's look at some examples in Psalm 119. If anyone displayed an amazing right attitude toward the word of God, David did, and he was led of God to write the longest chapter in the Bible about essentially his love for the word of God. Let's just look at some examples, starting verse 72. And I just want you to see the attitude that comes across from David about God's word in these passages. Psalm 119, verse 72. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Wow. That's impressive. Verse 92. Psalm 119, 92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Do we delight in the word of God? Look at verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Is it okay to love the word of God? Absolutely. I've heard people say about Bible-believing Baptists sometimes, you guys have a love affair with the word of God. You guys have made the Bible an idol. You know what? That's impossible. Because the Bible's Jesus. So you can't make Jesus an idol. And the Bible even says in Psalm 138 that God has magnified his word above his name. But notice Psalm 119, 131. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. You see an attitude coming through here, desiring, longing for, delighting in, loving. And now look at verse 161 of Psalm 119. Verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Look at this next verse. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We're talking about attitude here. That's the attitude God wants us to have toward his word. Delight, awe, long for, rejoice in, praise God for. And David is the best example there of someone who had the right attitude about the word of God. Because God finishes our verse back in Proverbs 28:9. He that turneth his way from hearing the law, the last part of the verse says, even his prayer shall be abomination. Now that's a strong word. And by the way, this is the only verse in the Bible that has prayer and abomination in the same verse. This is an important verse. You should memorize this verse. Even his prayer shall be abomination. Whose prayer? He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law. We as God's children need to love, long for, desire the Word of God. That needs to be our attitude. We should want to expose ourselves to it whenever we can. We should be in it every day. If someone were to come up to you and ask you, are you in the Bible every day? You should be able to say, yes, absolutely. If the answer is no, there's a problem. We've got to be in the Word every day. No exceptions. Doesn't matter how busy we are. We need to be in the Word every day. We need to be meditating in his word. We need to be memorizing. We need to be studying it. This is what God gave us to grow us, to refine us, to work in our lives and make us more like Jesus. And if we don't have that attitude, even his prayer shall be abomination. Because you know what? God's a prayer answering God. I don't want to say otherwise this morning. God loves prayer. God answers prayer. God wants us to pray. And if you look at Psalm 65:2, I'll just remind you that God is a prayer-answering God. And remember, God designed us for fellowship. Never forget that. We talked about this last week. God takes pleasure in fellowship with His creation. And so He wants us to pray. But that doesn't mean He wants us to pray with the wrong attitude toward His Word. Psalm 65:2, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Ye shall search for me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. What's 1 John 5:14? This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. God hears prayer. But if our attitude toward His Word isn't right, then it's not according to His will. Because His will is that we love His Word, that we desire His Word, that we long for His Word, that we're in awe of His Word. 7 times a day do I praise Thee. Why? Because of Thy righteous judgments. David, we often quote that verse about praising the Lord 7 times a day, but David's praising the Lord for His Word 7 times a day. Because of Thy righteous judgments. And God will answer our prayers because we have access to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But let's come to the throne with our hearts prepared with this, with our hearts in love with this. And if our hearts aren't in love with His Word, if we aren't desiring His Word, if we aren't desiring to expose ourselves to His Word whenever we can, we need to check our hearts. We need to fix it. And you know, God can help us with that. It's what He wants. The Holy Spirit lives in us. He's one of His main ministries, if you will, to believers is what? To guide us into all truth. To teach us His Word. So that when we do open the Word of God, He brings it to life. So part of being filled with the Spirit, part of being yielded with the Spirit of God, is allowing the Spirit of God to speak to us through the Word of God. That's why an unsaved person can't understand the Word of God. They don't have the Holy Spirit. So what an amazing, simple, but profound truth this morning. He that turneth his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Let's make sure that when we come into our prayer closet every day, that we come with the right attitude toward the most precious thing that we can put our hands on this earth, the Word of God, that God wrote for us, that God gave to us to teach us about Himself and salvation, that is something that we long for, we desire, we're in awe of, we praise God for, and we're in it every day. And if that's our attitude, if we want to expose ourselves to it whenever we can, that's going to go a long way to make that prayer time sweet. Because now we're in agreement with God that His Word is special. Amen? Let's pray.